Michael Penix Jr. is cleared to practice with the full team. The quarterback, who tore an anterior cruciate ligament last November and has spent all of training camp limited to individual work and 7-on-7s, met with his doctor Thursday evening and got clearance for 11-on-11 drills, per Will McFadden on the team's website, and Kevin Stefanski confirmed it Saturday night. He is cleared. He is cleared for 11-on-11. He'll practice Monday in team periods, per the Associated Press. Penix, per McFadden. As far as a pocket, I can do everything. What the clearance does not settle is the job. He has taken zero team drill reps all camp. In Indianapolis this week, he was still restricted to 7-on-7s, where he went 2 of 5 with an interception on the second day, per Darius Hayes at Sports Illustrated's Falcon Report. One preseason game remains against Miami, and Stefanski has named no week one starter. The loudest performance of the week belonged to an undrafted rookie. Jack Strand went 12 of 17 for 212 yards with a touchdown pass and a touchdown run in Saturday's 34-6 win over the Colts at Lucas Oil Stadium, per the Associated Press, his second straight strong outing after finishing the Broncos game a week ago. Cooper Rush was nearly perfect in front of him, 10 of 11 for 86 yards, and Atlanta outgained Indianapolis 461 yards to 164. Stefanski. I thought Jack continued to take the practice field to the game field, and I thought Cooper really made good decisions. Running back Tyler Goodson ripped a 49-yard touchdown run in the first quarter against his former team, 2 days after leaving practice following a blocking collision, per Hayes. The deflation is mandatory. Roughly 30 Falcons sat, including Bijan Robinson, Drake London, Kyle Pitts, Chris Lindstrom, Jake Matthews, Jesse Bates III, and A.J. Terrell, per McFadden and Torrey McElhaney on the team's website, and neither Tagovailoa nor Penix played. This was backups against backups. But the roster battle file got real entries. Kendall Daniels started at inside linebacker over Christian Harris, Chris Blair kept building his case for the fifth receiver job, and Kashawn Banks has outplayed veteran edge Azeez Ojulari through camp and outpressured him again Saturday, per Scott Kennedy at Falcon Report. Tagovailoa's own week was the two joint practices, and it ran the full range. Wednesday was rough. He threw a pick six to Colts cornerback Justin Wally on a short pass intended for Drake London, then took the blame himself, saying the ball went to London's outside shoulder when it needed to be inside, per McFadden's camp report. The view from the other sideline was no kinder. Daniel Jones completed every pass he attempted against Atlanta's defense that day, including a 50-yard shot to Josh Downs, per Noah Compton at Colts on SI. Thursday was better. 7 of 14 in 11-on-11 with 3 touchdowns in the red zone periods, though the 2-minute drill ended on 4 straight incompletions, per Hayes. That two-practice ledger is his whole week. He sat the game. The trenches produced the week's quiet good news. Right tackle Jawan Taylor came off the physically unable to perform list and won every one of his one-on-one matchups against Colts rushers in his first full practice Wednesday, per McFadden. Taylor said the March procedure was a cleanup knee surgery, and the offensive line as a group won its one-on-one period against Indianapolis 20 reps to 17. The bill came due elsewhere. Guards Kyle Hinton and Cam Dewberry both left Saturday's game hurt. Dewberry carted to the locker room, per the team's game breakdown, and Stefanski's sour note afterward was, "I think our protection needs to clean up in a lot of areas." At linebacker, Daniels and Harold Perkins Jr. took all the first-team snaps in Thursday's 2-minute drill, with Daniels at times wearing the communication helmet, per Hayes. The absence ledger, briefly. Safety. Jesse Bates III still has not practiced and still has no timetable, per Hayes, the longest-running blank on the defense. And edge rusher James Pierce Jr.'s 8-game suspension takes effect August 30th, cut day, with no new developments this week. After that, the pass rush is what the Banks and Ojulari tier of the rotation makes of it. Back in July, we previewed Atlanta as a bet against a knee, the best roster on paper in the South, with the season's whole range hanging on whether Penix's surgically repaired knee cleared in camp and a bridge scenario ready if it didn't. We've been checking that preview against camp every week, and this was the week the central question finally moved. The clearance came, but it came with no team reps banked, 1 exhibition left, and a bridge quarterback whose better joint practice day still followed a pick six. Both scenarios are now running side by side into cut week, which is not what the July price assumed. One more check before the season. What to watch? Whether Penix takes first team 11-on-11 reps Monday and plays against Miami, and whether Stefanski names a Week 1 starter by cutdown to 53 on Sunday, August 30th. We'll check after cut day. Data via NFL Verse.